أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نصبر على طعام واحد فادع لنا ربك يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها. In the previous ayat and up to here, Allah Ta'ala referred to Allah's great, great favors on the Bani Israel, the Jewish people, and they were the favorites of Allah at that time, the most beloved. And in spite, as we had read all along, their disobedience and their transgression, but Allah still favored them, forgave them, and blessed them. In fact, with manna and salwa, the food of Jannat, and water also in a miraculous way Allah Ta'ala had given them. From here onwards, Allah Ta'ala explains the great transgressions in spite of all these favors, how much they disobeyed and transgressed the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and consequently the punishment which Allah Ta'ala had put upon them, and that they would be a disgraced nation. Though they might have power, they might have wealth, but they are all looked upon with disgrace and humiliation. Very sadly today, that our people become friends of the Jews, and right in front of the Kaaba, it is preached that we must also join them, and we must have built relationships with them. But they are the accursed nation, and they are people who cause all the havoc on this world. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ or جَبْ كَهَا تُمْنَي. And remember that time also when you people, that is the Bani Israel, the Jewish people said, يَا مُوسَى لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ. اے موسیٰ, ہم ہرگز صبر نہ کریں گے ایک ہی طرح کے کھانے پر. That, O Musa, we will not be satisfied and we won't make sabr just on one type of food, that is manna and salwa, which Allah had given them. Ulama have written that firstly, the great disrespect that they addressed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam by his name, said, Ya Musa. They should have said, Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Kaleem Allah, the words of respect. Yeah, we learn also, which is also almost totally gone out of us, that respect even of our parents we don't have. We refer to them many times by their names, and the respect the wife must have for her husband is almost totally gone out. The wife will speak to the husband taking his name. Adab and respect is a very great thing, and that is what we should try and also learn from here and bring within us. For every person, yeah, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the Nabi of Allah. They to use words of respect, but they were, and because of one's sins and transgression, then even the thought of respect goes out of a person, and a person then comes to the stage and asks, what's wrong with this? There is nothing wrong with this. You can speak like this. But whereas respect and adab is a very great thing. So that was the first thing. The second thing, where they showed great indifference and great ingratitude, was that they said, لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ. ہم ہرگیز صبر نہ کریں گے ایک ہی طرح کے کھانے پر. We will definitely not make sabr on just one type of food. This also, that they hate the capability, they hate the means of making sabr, but they declared, we will not make sabr. This also shows their great insolence and great disrespect, that they just said, like, unfortunately, many of us also, our youngsters, when they just want to marry somebody or they just want something, they said, we'll never do this, we'll never do that. Yeah, they could have said, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. Oh Allah, that if they felt they can't make sabr, oh Allah, you give us sabr. Oh Allah, we are trying, but you help us, you give us sabr. But they declared openly that we will never make sabr. This also shows the great insolence and disrespect. على طعام واحد, just on one type of food that we will not, we will definitely not show any sabr, and we won't make sabr. Many things today also, we also have got this habit. I'm not satisfied with this, especially our youngsters, women folk who make lot of demands. This is also a bad habit which comes from this Jewish people. So there also we should learn to turn to Allah and be humble to Allah Ta'ala and beg Him to be able to make sabr on whatever conditions come upon us. And this resulted then that they were given the ni'mats of Jannah, but then a person becomes so blind and he asks for the things of this world instead of the ni'mats of Jannah. This also is a thing. We have got deen, and deen is the most precious, but when we don't have these basic qualities, then today deen is not only secondary, but it is like totally taken out of our lives, and only dunya is made valuable. They hate Jannat, ni'mats of Jannat, but they prefer the things of this dunya. And this happens to us also, that we forget that all the ni'mats of Jannat which Allah has prepared, and we just want the things of this dunya, and we follow things of this dunya, our desires. A person becomes a slave of his desires. In that he becomes a slave of his wife, of his children, of all lowly things. So this is also one dangerous condition, and it comes about by the sinning of a person, transgression. And one particular thing in this, which ulama have written, is bi-adabi, disrespect. This deprives a person of every good when he shows disrespect. He doesn't have appreciation in him. He disrespects and he is insolent. Then his mindset completely changes, and what is valuable becomes invaluable to him. And what hasn't got value, that takes place and precedence, and that becomes valuable. May Allah guide us, give us adab and respect, and that we get saved, that we don't disobey and transgress the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.